Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here, so much more importantly, the original cast members of Baywatch, the cult classic, the pop culture iconic show. David Kokachi and Nicole Eggert are our very special guests. Guys, congratulations on a show that just won't go away. How are you?
Good. I just want to correct you real quick. It's Chokachi.
Chokachi. Okay. Yeah. I've heard it a million ways, but okay. Chokachi. Okay. Gotcha. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
Doing well. And look, it's been years. Let me ask you, does it seem like yesterday or does it seem like a very long time ago?
Both. It's just, you know, like it's life. Sometimes it seems like a lifetime ago, and then other times it feels like yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
Yeah, you know, I pass the beach a lot when I go out to go surfing, and every time I pass, I drive right by Baywatch headquarters where we used to shoot, and it's, you know, it's an active lifeguard headquarters, and man, I just flash back to like pulling in and going to work all the time. At times it seems like it's yesterday, and then times it's like, wait, did we really do that?
Yeah. I mean, listen, both of you have had wonderful careers. I mean, besides Baywatch, and does something stand out about Baywatch? Did you like it? I mean, in retrospect, and I'll ask you both individually, did you like the experience more than others? Was it just another gig that just kind of caught on with the public? What's your feeling? Were you guys having as much fun as it looked like you were?
I think so. I mean, you know, you have to have a love for the beach for sure. Which I do, and I know David does as well. I grew up in Huntington Beach, so I was always been a beach girl. And, you know, this was so organic to be at work on the beach, and it really, in hindsight, was the perfect job. At the time, I wasn't so sure, but now looking back and after all this life experience, I mean, it really was a dream job, 100%.
David?
Yeah, I agree with Nicole 1,000% on that. You know, I grew up in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and I grew up sailing and in the ocean, so I was like an ocean nut before I even came out to California. But doing the job, being able to, you know, show up in your set is the beautiful beaches of Southern California, and we get to be in the ocean and drive speedboats and scuba dive and do all these ocean rescues. It was, you know, I knew it at the time, and I still look back at it as the best job I've ever had as an actor. I mean, and I, you know, there's a lot of these shows you see, you know, you're on a stage, you're in darkness the whole time, or you're under, you know, lights, and to be able to be on a show that's pretty much out in, you know, under the sunshine and in the ocean and on the beach is a total dream come true for me.
Nicole, any indication early on in the audition process and the casting process that this was going to be a show that that the public was going to love, or you just didn't know?
You know, I really had no idea. And when they came to me for the job, it was to be on a spinoff. We were revamping the show and bringing it back into syndication, and they wanted to do like a young, kind of like 90210 at the beach. And so I was going in with the idea that we would be doing a spinoff and it was going to be a whole other show. And it ended up just working so well with our characters being, you know, introduced to Baywatch and becoming lifeguards that it just kept us there. So it was all kind of, you know, it was like day by day taking it as we go. And, you know, and then to find out so many people were tuning in and loving the show, they definitely weren't going to change it. You know, they didn't want to change anything after that. So there it was. So I was never thought I was going to be a lifeguard on a TV show. It just wasn't what I signed up for, but it worked.
Yeah. Well, listen, let me remind folks that are just tuning in or just turning on their radios a little late. David Chokachi, hopefully I have that right, Chokachi, and Nicole Eggert are our very special guest, original cast members of Baywatch and much more. You look at their IMDBs, they're a mile long, and they've really put wonderful careers together, both individually, but the show itself is iconic as it's a pop culture phenom, and It's been touched on. I mean, everything from the show Friends, you know, made such a big deal about Baywatch and so many other things. And it just catches on. It's still being talked about. And again, here we are 30 years. David, and anything while you were doing Baywatch that came up that you had to pass on because the schedule or because of conflicts or whatever? Was there anything that you passed on during the show?
Not really, because we knew our schedule in advance. You know, they owned us basically. So once they said, you know, we're shooting from like June through whatever, October or something like that, you just kind of focused in, and you knew you were committed to the show for 5 months or however long it took us to shoot a season. So no, not so much. You know, we had two units that would shoot at the same time. We had a first unit, second unit. So you were constantly busy. You were constantly working because it's like having two big production companies going at the same time to shoot. One was for the water and the other was for the scenes, the dialogue scenes. So, but no, I didn't want to miss a moment. I didn't want to like not be there. So.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a great experience, and it sounds like you both enjoyed. Nicola, are you guys in touch? Is it kind of like a sorority fraternity type thing when you guys all get together, or is it just, you know, folks you worked with? Is there a camaraderie there?
No, there definitely is. There's definitely, you know, this fondness, and, you know, we were all part of this amazing show. And even if we didn't work together, you know, we all still meet. There's very few people I have never met, at other functions and, events and things like that. So it's just like, you know, it's kind of a natural camaraderie. We all, you know, we share this special thing. So it's really nice.
Oh, we all know it's the 30th anniversary of Baywatch. And again, so such a pop culture iconic show. David, what else are you working on now? What can you tell us that we can follow along with what you're doing now?
I did a really cool period piece that I'm a producer on called As Long As I'm Famous, which takes place in the 1940s. It's based on these Broadway writers and actors, and this boxer named Gene Tunney, was a real life person that I got to portray. And that same actual director, this guy Bruce Reisman, I'm doing a pilot with him starting in end of October. And I just finished the horror movie called Blood Pageant, which is kind of a blast because in the actual movie where it's behind the scenes of a really cheesy reality TV show.
Yeah.
but the concept is kind of genius. So I stay busy, you know, I've stayed busy, and I continue to do a lot with the ocean. I do a lot with Surf Rider Foundation in terms of ocean preservation and I have a 7-year-old daughter. So, she keeps me active and life is good.
Well, listen, congratulations on all your success. Gene Tunney, that's the long count, if I'm not mistaken, right? The famous long count. Nicole.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Nicole, let me ask you the same thing. We got about a minute left. What are you working on, and what can we look forward to seeing you in?
Well, I'm producing a documentary on Baywatch and the phenomenon of how it affected pop culture even before there was, you know, internet and social media, and how it's still relevant today and still being, you know, is still being referenced all the time. So it's really kind of fun to be, revisiting everything and talking to so many people about how Baywatch affected their life or their fashion or, you know, however it affected people. So, I'm getting to, you know, catch up with a lot of old castmates and really kind of just reintroduce everybody to Baywatch because it is streaming on Amazon and it is streaming on Hulu. So there's a whole new generation of people, new viewers and new fans who really don't necessarily know us outside of what they're watching on Baywatch. So it's a great opportunity for them to really get to know the people who, you know, behind the characters and the successes they've had in their life, inside and outside of Baywatch. And it's keeping me really busy. And I have an 8-year-old little girl who also keeps me very busy.
Wow.
And, you know, life is good. Life is nice.
Well, listen, way to go. I want to congratulate both of you on not only on the success in Baywatch and on Baywatch, but everything else that comes along with your careers, both wonderful careers, and you sound like great guys. And and congratulations on the children, a 7 and an 8-year-old. David Chokichi and Nicole Eggert, thank you very much for being here, and congratulations on the 30th anniversary.
Thanks so much.
David Chokichi and Nicole Eggert, everyone, has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.